Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And when you do that consistently, you know, good things will happen for you. You know, you go down the stat sheet and just look at, you know, what guys were able to do. You know what I mean? We had all five of our starters in double figures. You know, we asked Bruno to help us on the glass. He goes out and gets 8 defensive boards. You know, so it's a compliment to those guys, you know, sticking with it. You know, they asked me before the game if I thought our guys were given a white flag. I think that answered the question for everybody.
Was the plan to get Russell Westbrook to shoot as much as he did?
I mean, he's going to play the way he's going to play. You know, there's not a lot you can do to stop him from playing his game. You know, what we were trying to do is keep him out of our paint as much as we could, force him into taking as many jump shots, and try to keep him off the foul line. Again, it's easier said than done. You know, he got to our paint, was able to finish some. I thought in that fourth quarter, Jonas did a great job of coming over a few times and being early and deterring his drives. But, you know, we were just trying, you know, like I said before, to raise our level of competition. It wasn't about, you know, make this guy do this or make that guy do that. You know, in the locker room before the game, we just told guys, you know, to compete and, you know, win the battle that's in front of you as many times as you possibly can. And I thought our guys stuck to that tonight and got it done.
JB, in terms of raising the level of competition and competing, how pleased were you with the fact that you continued to drive, you know, throughout the game, except there was one little stretch in the third or fourth, but for the most part, you guys were just consistently really aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, they continue to put pressure on people. And, you know, fortunately for us and, you know, the NBA, that's the way the league is. You know, the league is about guys who have the ability to put the ball on the floor and break down defenses. Whether that gets you a layup or that forces help, which now creates an open three for somebody else. But you got to do that. And, you know, in an effort, you know, since the trade stuff happened, to try to speed the game up, to put more dribble penetration in the game, I think our guys are, you know, figuring it out. And not only the guys who are involved, but now they understand, you know, where to be as an outlet. And guys trust those guys are going to be there as outlets. We made some pretty difficult baseline passes from, you know, baseline drives, and they just trusted their teammates were going to be there.
Yeah, without Joe's energy and without Mike's leadership, where did the moxie come from for these guys to go out and do what they did tonight?
It's in them. You know, I think this is the tone of what we've tried to be. You know, you look at the games that we've played, and I feel like for the most part we've had this level of energy. You know, there's been points where the execution has let us down. But, you know, our guys, you know, again, they play extremely hard. You know, they fight, you know, for what's there. And, you know, you got a bunch of guys who, you know, they enjoy playing with one another and they enjoy playing that style of basketball. You know, they like to take challenges. You know, they like, when you go down that list of guys that were there, at some point in time, you know, those guys had been counted out in the NBA. And now they've got an opportunity to show that they belong, and they enjoy doing it with one another.
Tyler Dorsey has been big over these last 4 games or so. You know, he came in, you know, it seems like most of the attention was, you know, was paid to the guys from Toronto and Avery Bradley. But just what have you seen from him and his ability to kind of step up not only as a scorer but as a facilitator?
I mean, that's what, you know, we've asked him to be aggressive. You know, his nature is to score the ball. You know, he can make a variety of shots, whether it's catch and shoot, put it on the floor, he gets to the basket, and he finishes well at the rim. You know, and, you know, what we've been most impressed by is his defense. I think he's been a really solid defender for us and helped us on that end of the floor too. And like you said, you go back and look at it, and, you know, credit to him because we put a ton on him. You know, you think about him playing, you know, with the hustle. I think at that Saturday game, he had played 6 games in 8 nights. You know what I mean? That's unheard of. He had a day off yesterday and then came back and did what he did tonight. So that's a ton of pressure on a guy, and it's a lot of minutes for a guy, you know. But for someone who wants to prove that he belongs and is an NBA player, and he's taken full advantage of it.
Is there something about this matchup with OKC that Bruno likes? I mean, he's had two career highs now against them. Three, I think, of his double-digit games have come against them. Is the matchup favorable? What's the deal?
I mean, I just think he's aggressive for whatever, you know, for whatever reason. You know, putting the ball more on the floor, breaking guys down, you know, where that's something I think that's there for him. And he has the ability to do it more often. But it's something that he's just got to get confident in. But for whatever the reason is, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like blue. But, you know, he finds a way to get that matchup. I believe so. You know, I think with him, with his length, he's one dribble and he can be at the rim from the three-point line. You know, so I think he's comfortable with the catch-and-shoot stuff. But once he starts knocking down shots, they're going to start to crowd him. And we've got to help him develop that confidence. Just put it on the floor one time, see what happens. You know, if the defense comes, the sprays are there, simple plays. If they don't, you know, you're one dribble, you should be at the rim.
Of the starting lineup tonight, Justin Holiday has been here the longest, and he was he got here in a trade and back in January. How has like this team changed, and then how have they grown together through just veteran leadership of these guys?
I mean, you know, the roster. I mean, it's almost been a complete turnover. But again, from the day that each of these guys got here, and you can start with Justin, it's only been about, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies and how do we help one another. You know, again, we had guys came from Toronto. They were a playoff group. Avery came from the Clippers. You know, they were a playoff team. You know, and never once were they pissed off or upset that they were traded or moved or here. You know, the only thing they did was try to put their heads together and figure out a way how they can help one another and make the Grizzlies as successful as they possibly can. And it's enjoyable to see. It's refreshing to see a bunch of guys who genuinely, you know, don't care about anything else but one another, the team, and our fans, and giving them their best effort every single night.
How impressed were you tonight with the crisp passing of your team to each other?
I mean, I think we're trying to grow. You know, the dribble penetration, you know, finding guys on the perimeter, the willingness and the unselfishness to make the next pass. I think 15 of our first 17 field goals were assisted field goals. So that just says that guys are sharing the ball. They're willing to do it. And, you know, again, if you want to be efficient offensively, you know, you got to make that extra pass. You got to force teams to rotate one more time. You got to be willing to take a good shot and turn it into a great shot for your teammate. And I thought our guys did that tonight. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.